Annual passes return to Walt Disney World and to Disneyland. And we look back over what's changed at Disney World over the last year, plus news and hopefully some fun on episode 53 of the Mickey Fall Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 53 of the Mickey File Podcast. I am Scott.
And Karen.
And this week, well, Karen, you know what we were doing a year ago today, like right now, a year ago?
No.
We were recording episode 1 of the Mickey File Podcast.
Really? That's exciting.
A year ago today, we did. Came out a year ago tomorrow, September 1st. 2020.
How exciting is that? So we've been a full year around the sun?
A year. Yeah, one whole trip around the sun.
I know. How exciting is that?
Yeah. In the meantime, while we have been podcasting for 365 days because it was a leap year.
Yep.
No, that was last year. So 364 days. The trams have been shut down for 533 days.
Oh.
Your 540 is getting really tight.
I know it is. I don't think
they're going to do it in a week.
I don't think they're going to do it in a week. So
I think they're going to do it in 2 weeks.
Probably.
I think they better be running on the first.
I would think it'd be insane if they aren't.
Yeah, even if it's just Epcot and Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Because that's where everybody's going to be those first couple days.
Exactly.
Ratatouille and all the rest of that. Yep. So, yeah. Anyway, that's where we are. So, Karen, go ahead and kick off the news, please.
The new breaking news is that while Disney World has announced annual passes have returned effective September 8th, there will be four different AP levels available to Florida residents.
Okay, so let's start from the bottom and work our way up.
Yes.
So the least expensive one at around $400?
Yes.
Is the Pixie Dust Pass. I think it's $399.
Correct.
It includes three park reservations at a time that you can have in holding, you know, scheduled.
Right.
It has the most blackout dates. It's basically looks like it's going to be a weekday pass.
For the most part,
it
yes.
Looks like. The pirate, or sorry, it does include standard parking. It does include discounts on what they say, 20% off on select food and merchandise. Now, they haven't been up to 20% off, right? That's what it says.
Right.
Yeah. So they haven't gone into a lot of detail there yet. I don't know if that means you're going to walk into the Emporium and they'll go, oh, here are the three shirts that you get for 20% off and everything else you get 10. Or if they're just putting that in there because...
just to cover themselves.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't get a discount on Legos.
Right.
You don't get a discount on custom.
Right. I think that's why yeah. they're doing that.
If you build a lightsaber, you don't get 20% off the lightsaber. You get 20% off the...
accessories.
Yeah,
The Kyber
Whatever
Cryptos.
You would call. Well, and the holder.
Yes.
The case for it.
The case, right. And then, like, Kyber Crystals, you'd get that. The droid, you don't
but
get.
But you do the bag.
You get the bag, right.
And you do the little accessories for it. Right. So, that may be what it means, or it may be that, you know, nope, you don't get a discount on those today, but you do on these five shirts and this right. hat and these 2020 years.
Right.
You know. I'm just saying.
No, I know. I know.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the Pixie Pass in a nutshell.
Right.
The Pirate Pass is the second one. This one is kind of the silver.
Yes.
It includes four park reservations. It has blackout dates. I think, pretty sure I saw that it has less blackout dates than the old one.
Correct.
But you pretty much aren't going to be able to go on a holiday.
Yeah, on a holiday weekend. On any holiday weekend.
Right.
Right.
Now, you can go June, July, August.
Except for 4th of July period.
Yeah.
But you can go during the summer, which previously silver was blocked out during the summer.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
We have friends that have silver passes. I'd like to hear their thoughts on that one.
I agree.
The Sorcerer's Pass also includes 5 park reservations. This is very much like the old Gold Pass, except spring break is no longer blacked out.
Correct.
But Thanksgiving is.
Right. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of Thanksgiving, and then the normal blackout from like the 17th of December through only New Year's Eve. New Year's Day is now open.
Yeah. And New Year's Day hasn't been
right. Usually it's been like the second or third. It didn't open till.
Right.
Right.
So same thing on both of those. You still get parking. You still get your merchandise discount.
The
Sorcerer's Pass DVC members can also buy.
Correct.
So they cannot get the Pixie Dust Pass. They cannot get the Pirate Pass, but they can purchase the Sorcerer's Pass. So very much they're making this the Gold Pass.
Right.
Then the fourth level is the Incredipass. You also get 5 park reservations.
Right.
There are no blackout dates for the Incredipass. So it's the platinum pass. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Right.
It's the Incredipass. TM. There are add-ons for these for $99.
Yep.
There's one, I don't know, we'll call it a sports pass. It includes water parks, foot golf or 9 holes on the walking course.
Which is Oak Trail.
Oak Trail, yeah. Miniature golf.
Both courses.
Yeah. And you've got something here about ESPN Wide World Sports.
Because there are events that go on at Wide World Sports that are included.
So, yeah, if you want to go watch a baseball game or a gymnastics tournament or something.
Right.
So that's $99. In the past, it was kind of included in the Platinum Plus pass.
Yes, the Platinum Plus, but then they discontinued the pass.
So that's kind of cool that with the gold, we could get that.
Mm-hmm.
This is disappointing. PhotoPass is still available.
But it's not included.
Yeah, the Memory Maker. But it's an add-on for
$99. Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is Karen is going to get that add-on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, because she goes without me, and I almost never go without her, and I don't really care about getting pictures taken.
Right.
So.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Now.
And I guess if I went without you and rode Haunted Mansion, it would still show up on your thing, and you could download it.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And it's the same download, 365 days. You have 364 days to download them.
Yeah. So, you know, you don't have to spend $99 on each person in your family.
Right.
For the PhotoPass add-on. You would for, maybe that's why they were so clear about the one admission thing. You would have to do that for the one for the water parks and the golf. And
yes.
That everyone would have to have it.
Right, because it's one, it's, and it says on there that you can only do one of the admissions of like, you can only go per day. So you can only go to the water park, or you can only do one of the putt-putt courses per day. So you you can't make it a all separate fun day.
So one difference between California and Disney,
mm-hmm.
or California and Orlando.
Right.
In Florida, if you have an annual pass and you are staying at a resort, you'll be able to make park reservations for all of your days while you're staying at the resort.
Correct.
Which California is not letting you. If you have a pass that has 5 days and you want to stay 6, you got to try to get a reservation during your trip for that 6th day.
Correct.
So that is cool that they haven't changed that.
Mm-hmm.
Florida residents will still be able to do payment plan for their passes.
Yep.
That's cool. Current pass holders, on September 8th, you're going to find out that your 3 current reservations, you still have 2 available, or maybe 1, because, well, I guess some people, maybe none. But the Pixie Dust, you only get 3, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so they don't. But if you have a pass, the Sorcerer or the Incredipass, or the, Gold or Platinum, you're going to go up to 5.
Right. Well, the Pirate, you get 1 more.
And if you have a Silver, you're going to go up to 4. So that's good.
Yeah.
Especially with all the holidays coming up.
Mm-hmm. So you can go ahead and add them. You'll have the availability to add them on the 8th.
Yeah. And I also saw that they will, from time to time, offer bonus reservation availability to pass holders.
Correct.
So that's kind of cool, too.
Yes, it is.
All right. So let's just talk about thoughts on this.
Yes.
It's a little more money, but the photo pass is annoying.
Yeah, that I'm disappointed on that. I would think that for the higher, I'm not even talking money wise. I'm thinking for the higher passes, like the Sorcerers and the Incredipass, that it would be something you would think they'd give them a perk for that, having the higher passes.
Yeah, and
higher end passes,
which is what they always did.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it. There's, you know, there's some tech cost in there for it.
Right.
Downloading the pictures to your account and then storing them for a year.
Yeah, but is it really that? Is it really $100 a person?
No, because we don't pay anywhere near that for the iCloud account.
Right. I know. I'm playing devil's advocate here. So right.
No, I understand completely. I'm annoyed by it that they seem to be. Here's the annoying thing. The pass I have right now includes PhotoPass.
Mm-hmm.
When we renewed it, it included fast passes.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's $15 a day if I want fast passes, and it's $99 for the year if I want my photos on top of a pass that's roughly the same as what we just paid.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Now they are.
I mean, it's not like we're not doing it. We're just going to see how happy we are with it.
Right.
As it works.
Now they are giving discounts for the renewals, like they've previously been.
Right.
Also with the add-ons, the PhotoPass and the sports thing, that will be discount for renewals as well.
Right. But we don't know how much.
No. I mean, I'm, you know.
I get it. I mean, you know, the genie thing, I really don't care. There are going to be days it comes in really handy.
Right. And other days where you have no desire to
use it.
Right.
But that's fine.
Right.
Because I really haven't missed. Now, if it turns out that because it's $15, everybody is using it and you're never going to get on a ride unless you do it, that's a whole different issue that Disney's going to deal with.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, I'm not up in arms about these passes.
No.
And the fact of the matter is we've all been screaming, give us annual passes back, and they have.
Right.
And this is what it's going to cost. I mean, we all complain that it's too crowded at Disney. So
maybe
this will
help thin it out.
Yeah. They're not going to make less money.
Right.
So the only way they're going to make it less crowded and them still make enough money to be willing to do this.
Right.
They're going to have to charge more.
Yeah. I mean, they could have just said no annual passes. No new annual passes. I mean.
Yeah. So.
You know, and one thing I did see in a positive aspect is that they did state that there's going to be a new integrated calendar that'll be available for the park reservation system, which will enable you to see the blackout dates for each pass type, as well as the days that are available, and the ability to make, modify, or cancel a park reservation in one location.
Okay, modifying park reservations is pretty cool.
Yeah, because right now, basically, if you make a park reservation, you have to go and look to see if it's available in one system, then go and cancel it on your other system, and then go and re-it.
It's still available.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a nice thing that they're doing. Yes, it's not that we weren't going to get the passes. But I am glad now that they're not blacking out spring break for us.
Yeah, it means we don't have to buy a platinum pass every other year or third year or whatever it is.
Right.
So that's good.
Right.
Because that was getting annoying.
Yes.
So, yeah. And I don't want to be there at Thanksgiving and I don't want to be there at Christmas. So.
Right. And I
not
think
the, at Christmas.
Right. And I think the only time we've even done it is because we could. Because we had the passes when we were like, there's nothing to do. We'll go over for a few hours.
But. You know, I do think it's cool that we could go over for New Year's Eve, stay at Bay Lake, be like, do Top of the World and then go to a park on the first.
That's true.
Yeah. If, like, we could get into Bay Lake on New Year's Eve, but...
Right.
But anyway. So, yeah, I'm glad that the annual passes are back.
I'm very glad.
And I don't think that they're changed enough that people are going to go nuts. I mean, people are going nuts.
People are going nuts.
I think that it's going to be like Disney Genie, and people are going to go nuts, and in a few days they're going to go, wait a second, you know what? It's really not that bad now that we know what's going on with it.
Right.
Knee-jerk reaction is always, oh my God, it's more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
People... I'm never going to Disney again. Yeah. So, anyway. Okay. So, enough of passes.
Yeah. Okay. The biometric fingerprint scanners have resumed at all parks at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, it was probably a few days faster than we thought it was going to be, but we knew it was going to be pretty quick.
Yes.
It's not like it was something new.
I know. It's just a question of when they're bringing them back. Yeah. You know? Distribution times have been announced for Remy's virtual queue starting on October 1st. It's going to be the same as Rise, which is 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., and it has the same specifications that Rise has, that you have to have a valid Epcot Park Pass for the 1 o'clock one, you have to be in the park.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be the same deal.
Yeah, same deal.
Until the genie takes over.
Right. The Living with the Land has been unexpectedly closed since August 20th. It's still not open.
Maybe they're waiting on the cucumbers. I don't know. It's weird. You would think that there'd be some kind of announcement when a ride's been closed for 10 days.
Yeah.
11 days.
11 now. Days now. I'm like, wow.
So.
It's surprising.
It's opening fall 2020.
Yeah.
2021.
You're so funny.
Or 2020. I mean, it's going to be like. Space restaurant or whatever.
Which they still, you've heard, they haven't announced anything else about the Space 220.
Yeah, September. That's what we've heard. Diamond Horseshoe reopened on September 12th.
Reopening September 12th.
I'm sorry, it's reopening on September 12th with the Liberty Tree menu.
Yeah. Well, but it's giving another option, you know, it's another restaurant, sit-down restaurant available. Yeah,
Diamond Horseshoe... was really cool. My grandmother loved that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I
had lunch when they had the big show.
Yeah, I've never been to it.
Yeah, it was cool. I don't know. The last... basically, all I've done is trick-or-treat in there the last several years. So
yeah, they had I think on the Villains one, they had like drink things in there. We got some snacks and drinks.
Yeah, they may have.
Yeah.
They like to use that for a queue to walk through.
Yeah. Tokyo Dining reopened August 27th in the Japan Pavilion. Okay. The hours are 12 to 8, Thursday through Mondays.
Sure, it's 12 to 8.
Two to 8. I apologize. 2 to 8, Thursdays through Mondays.
Okay.
Yep. Fried Chicken has returned to Trails End Restaurant at Fort Wilderness. It's not on the menu. It's by request only.
That's probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay. That it's not on the menu.
You're not making fried chicken on demand. You need to have it there ready.
I know,
so
but...
just put it on the menu so people know it's there.
I know. Well, I'm just saying it's not on the menu.
I know. That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I know. All-Star Music Resort has delayed their opening from September 16th to December 10th.
Yeah. And... what I saw online is they're blaming low attendance.
It's been kind of low.
It has. It has.
It has, because, you know, Rise boarding groups have continually
are
been
available. Like every day.
Yeah.
The Swan Reserve has delayed their opening for the second time already, so it's now mid-October.
Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is drive by there. You see it's not ready.
I know. You could see definitely that it's not ready at all. It's no shock on this
one. The top floor is open to the elements, you're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. The 50th anniversary stage has been installed around the partner statue. They it's they're doing filming for the most magical story on Earth, 50 years of Walt Disney World, that's going to be shown on ABC on October 1st. The filming is being done overnight, and it's expected to last about a week. And then I guess they're going to take the stage down.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just recording their 50th anniversary show.
Right. So I just thought that was interesting. I mean, it's actually pretty cool looking. It looks kind of like almost like a big star, and it's got the big 50th logo on, and it's kind of neat.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. There's been a construction permit filed for the primeval whirl area, like where the primeval
whirl. Yeah, like to tear it down.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and by just to let you know, as of 7:01 on the 31st, there's still you can still join the virtual queue.
What group are they on?
The group 127, up to 127.
Okay.
Yeah. Two items per guest purchase limits have been extended to nearly all merchandise at Walt Disney World resort-wide.
Okay, so I think I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I am okay with that because they're doing this ridiculous thing where every size of a t-shirt is a different item.
Correct.
So, you know, I was worried about a family of four or five being able to go in and get matching shirts. And
right.
So, but I mean, the chances of all of them being extra large are probably slim. So that probably works itself out.
Right. And I think they have a little bit of, if they see a family and they're just buying, family of five and they're just buying five shirts, I'm sure there's a little bit of latitude.
I'm sure there was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The Magic Key Passes for Disneyland came available on August 25th at 10:15 a.m. It was supposed to open at 10. Opened at 10:15, and the wait times were more than an hour while in the waiting room.
Yeah, well, people wanted annual passes.
Yeah. So those were pretty much, I think those are kind of explained all before.
Yeah, and we've already talked about their limits on resort stays and stuff. So
right. Okay. Fairy Tale Fireworks Dessert Cruise is returning September 18th through September 29th for the final Happily Ever After performances. The prices are $99 for adults, $69 for kids. It includes cupcakes, pies, tarts, mousse, and more, and specialty drinks are available.
AP and DVC discounts?
It didn't say.
Okay.
Target is now selling Disney Parks Collection pins online. They're selling the same Halloween pins that we saw at the Emporium when we were
some
there.
Some of them. Like two of them.
Yeah.
But yes, they are selling current pins
right.
that are available in the parks on Target and Red Card.
Yes.
So 5% off.
Mm-hmm.
Use your Red Card.
There you go.
Which is, you know, whatever. But
right.
50 cents. But but the same pin, same price.
Right.
You can get 5% off.
Correct. Baby girl gorilla name has been revealed at Animal Kingdom. It's Ada is how they're pronouncing it, even though it's pronounced A-D, it's spelled A-D-A, which translates to first daughter, as the pair have had two sons already. It's very cute.
Yeah, cool. I knew there was a baby born. I didn't know it was a girl.
Yes, little baby girl. There's two Disney resort pools are to close for refurbishment. The Meadow Swim
in 2023.
Maybe I typed wrong.
Yeah, just skip it. It's months off. We can
That's fine.
Address it later if it actually is going to be in 2022.
Okay. Then it starts with
DVC news.
Mm-hmm.
Summer 2021 refurbishment at Alani Villas is beginning.
Mm-hmm.
As it approaches its 10th anniversary, and by the way, is still not sold out after 10 years of DVC selling it.
That's so, really surprising.
No, it's not. It's an awesome resort that is halfway around the world.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, it's a day to get there and a day to get back. And it's not cheap. And you're already down to 40 years on your contract.
True.
So, you know, all together, it's not all that surprising. You know, maybe even if it had been just on the West Coast, it may have done better. I mean, not that it hasn't done fine, but,
right.
You know, Yeah. Anyway, so it's going to include carpet, drapes, upholstery for all villas. Refurb for larger villas will include the kitchen appliances and smart TVs. They are not putting Murphy beds in at Alani.
Correct.
Okay.
Not sure why, but they made a decision not to.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Shipping costs?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is just weird. Recorded resale prices are continuing an upward trajectory while volume has decreased. And that's sales volume. I don't know. When I have looked, there isn't a lot for sale right now, although I started seeing some people just recently that are putting their stuff up for sale.
Right.
The only resort that had a reduction in the median pricing of their resale was Boulder Ridge at Disney's Wilderness Lodge, which last month was $110 and this month $110 this month, $111 last month.
Right.
Big deal.
Okay.
One weird thing. Disney has started sending out letters to select old Key West owners asking them if they want to sell their contracts back to Disney for 10% more than what they are currently offering on Rofer.
Really?
Yeah. So I saw on dvcnews.com, I think, an explanation for this.
Okay.
Back in 2007, DVC offered 15-year extensions. And apparently like 20% of the people took advantage of that.
Okay.
So of people who owned in 2007, their 80% did not. If you passed on it, you had to sign a quitclaim deed to the 15 additional years. So Disney has stacks and stacks of 15-year contracts from 2042 to 2047. So if they buy back old Key West, now they get up to 2042, which makes it a little easier for them to sell instead of sitting on these contracts.
Right.
So that apparently is what is causing this. Anyway, but they are trying to buy back old Key West. So if you have an old Key West contract that you want to lose and maybe buy somewhere else, I would reach out to Disney because if they're offering to people, I'm sure they'd talk to you.
Yeah.
And then this is kind of cool. DVC is getting its own version of Operation.
Really?
And this one is not going to be one of these things that you can only buy on a Disney cruise or at a Moonlight Magic event. You're going to be able to buy them, I guess, online.
Okay.
For all members. So, yeah, I might. I haven't played Operation since, like, the 80s, but okay, we might.
Yeah, we have a couple of DVC games. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
They're all, it's like seashells, and then you have to pull out the different shapes. So anyway, cool. It's a pretty cool game.
Yeah.
Pretty cool looking thing.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. It's got basically logos for the resorts. Conch shell, flying fish, a giraffe, hibiscus, monorail, pail and shovel, racehorse, blah, blah.
Oh, so, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I know we've bought some other games that you, like, could only get at Moonlight Magic, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Other DVC
something,
games.
I don't remember. But anyway, so that's pretty cool, and that's coming out. Well, we don't know yet when it's coming out, but... Oh, I'm sorry. It is out currently at shopdisney.com.
Oh.
So, there you go.
Need to go look then, maybe.
Yeah, for $19.99.
Oh, that's cool. Actually pretty good price. Mm-hmm.
We'll put a picture of it on the
show
note. Well, on the social media. So, okay. That is it for news.
Yeah.
So, our topic for this week.
Yes.
It's been
a year
of doing this.
Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
It's gone
like
really
Dave
fast.
Kept saying, where'd the year go?
Yeah, it's gone really, really fast.
Where did the rum go?
Where'd the rum go?
Yeah, it has gone really fast. And a lot has changed at Disney. A lot is getting ready to change quickly, and we're kind of acting like it already has, but it hasn't really taken effect. A lot of stuff still hasn't changed.
Yes.
But, yeah, we figured we would look back to 1 year ago today and kind of go over what we were doing in the parks and how it's different than what we're doing now.
Yeah.
So, okay, so let's talk a little bit, just kind of review. Mm-hmm. Because today's August 31st.
Correct.
Last year, we were at Hollywood Studios on the 28th, Disney mm-hmm. Springs on the 28th, and right. Epcot on the 29th.
Correct.
So, basically a year ago.
Right.
You know, for the show.
Yes.
Actually, not for the show. We were there to celebrate our friend Dave Youngward's birthday.
Yes, it was.
So, we had breakfast on Saturday the 29th at Grand Floridian Cafe with Dave and Veronica and Tony Ann and Michael. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. One thing that has changed is back then we had to have our temperature taken.
Yes, we did.
Temperature checked.
And like at every location.
To get into the park, to get into Disney Springs, to get into Grand Floridian Cafe.
Right. To get into the restaurants. Yep.
Yeah. To get on the monorail?
Yes. Sure?
Well, we didn't do that though. We drove.
We drove. But if we were going to Epcot. But if we were going to get on the monorail, we had to, which is really. But I guess if you park
because
there,
a year ago we couldn't take the monorail from Grand Floridian to the TTC and get on the Epcot monorail.
Correct.
So we drove.
Right.
But yeah, you had to get your temperature taken
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, once entering the park, entering restaurants,
entering Disney Springs, entering yeah.
Yeah. Masks all the time, everywhere, unless you were actively eating and drinking, socially distanced.
Right. And if you were outside actively eating or drinking, you had to be stationary.
Right.
You couldn't walk and drink.
So right. Now, outside, mask free.
Yep. Yay.
Indoors, still wearing masks.
Yes. Well, it had gone away, but now it's come back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't go away for that long.
No.
But indoors, mm-hmm. you still have to wear masks.
Right.
Until, I think it's still kind of up in the air. I don't think that the cast members even know if it's until you sit down at the table or until you get water at the table or.
Yeah, it's still very.
What? I'm still hearing kind of both.
Right.
But that really hasn't changed that way.
Right.
You just don't have to wear them outdoors.
Right.
And that includes, I've seen pictures, people on the Jungle Cruise. Mm-hmm. Tom Sawyer's Island.
Right.
The Liberty Bell, which I guess is back open now, right?
Yes.
Or will be.
I believe it, yes, or will be this week.
Yeah. So, you know, on those rides, you don't have to wear your mask.
Right.
Which is good, because God, it's hot still.
Yes, it is.
You know. But anyway, so that's cool. So, let's start off with that, the 28th. Mm-hmm. So, things that have changed. Mm-hmm. On the 28th, we went to
Hollywood
Studios at noon.
Yes.
We left here at noon.
Right.
Because I had to work.
Right.
So, we got over there in time to try for the, at that time, 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Boarding group. Right. And we did get one.
So we did. We got a backup boarding group.
Of like 60.
Number 66.
Right.
Now, at 2 o'clock, they were on boarding group 18 still.
Yeah. I think it'd been delayed opening a little bit.
It'd been like all day delayed.
Right.
So they had only gotten up to 18. And I think it may have even been 1 to 18 at that point.
Right.
So just to put that in perspective.
Yes.
2 Saturdays ago. So that would have been like the 21st.
Yes.
We were sitting at home at 5 o'clock and looked, and there were still boarding groups available mm-hmm. on Saturday the 21st.
Right.
Still boarding groups available at 5 o'clock, a little bit after.
And they were at...
So we got dressed, jumped in the car, drove over, mm-hmm. had to get in the gate to get our boarding group.
Correct.
We got boarding group number 183. They were on group 141
when we
at
got,
about 6:40 when we actually got into the park and got ours.
Right.
And we got on the ride just after 8 o'clock. Or got called just after, well,
we got called
between 8:15 and 8:30.
Right. Actually, it was right after baseline. We got called then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to a year ago. Mm-hmm. They were on 18. We were 66.
Right.
5 o'clock, we got a call from friends of ours who were coming over for dinner.
Yep.
And decided we were leaving and going to dinner and canceled our boarding group.
Right.
But boarding group 66 got called at 6:30.
At 6:30. And I think the park closed at like 7 or 8.
Now,
yeah.
I know, you know, back then you were the only two people on your in your vehicle. Now they're actually, the last time we rode it, we sat with a guy that we didn't know.
Right.
In our row.
Yeah.
But still, 141 versus 66
right.
a year later.
Right.
So it's been like all but one day for the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that is like a major change.
Yes.
The number of people that are getting through that ride.
Yes.
Now. You know, I don't know that it's open anymore, but they're certainly getting more people through it.
Yes, they are. Definitely.
Yeah.
And it helps having multiple parties in each row.
Right, sure. Yeah, right. I mean, you know, you're getting at least two parties per vehicle now instead mm-hmm. of one in right. most cases.
Right.
So that day we did go on Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm. It said it was like a 15-minute wait.
Yeah, and it ended up being 50 because apparently we got caught in the cleaning
phase. Yeah.
Yeah, while we were in line.
But we were the only one in our cabin.
Yeah, so we got to fly it together and had no gunners and no engineers, and I'm surprised we made it back.
I know.
But
because we were terrible.
Yeah. But it is not the easiest thing to fly, especially that first time.
Yeah, it's really not.
But yeah, we did get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we do that day?
Not really,
because we just got there like at 1:30 and
just kind of wandered around.
Left
I think,
around 5:30.
Yeah, we didn't really go on anything. We may have gone on Mickey and Minnie's, but I don't recall that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. I think we just kind of wandered around.
We did. We killed time in mm-hmm. Galaxy's Edge for a while. There was just, we hadn't been in there in a long time and wanted to check things out.
Yeah.
So, 'cause I'm pretty sure this was our... May not have been the first, but I want to say it was pretty close to the first trip we made back after the parks reopened.
Yeah, they opened, probably.
Mid-July, after we had made our stay, and this was mm-hmm. end of August. We probably had been there, but we probably went to Magic Kingdom, and that's what we did.
Probably.
So, so we did that. Mm-hmm. We left there. Now, let's talk about things that haven't changed. So we left there, went back to the room, changed clothes, met our friends, Ken and Veronica, and their daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Disney Springs and ate at
House of Blues.
Yeah. So some things haven't changed. House of Blues was just as good a year ago as it is, you know.
Yeah.
You've heard us all talking about it recently, how good it was just a couple weeks ago. So it's still recommended.
It's highly recommended.
Now, there are things that have changed. Mm-hmm. More tables, closer together.
They have
bands now.
Yes, the musician was inside, right?
Not a band, but a, you know, person mm-hmm. with a guitar and a...
Yep.
Yeah, whatever the board is you tap on, I can't remember the name of it.
Right.
But anyway, so that has, you know, changed, but not changed.
Right. The service was still very good. We had a very good service.
House of Blues is, you know, I know it's chain-y.
Right.
And everybody wants to have fancy food when they're at Disney, but you know, it's comfort food and it's really good.
Yes.
And the servers have a good time mm-hmm. and are allowed to have a good time.
Yep.
I'm just going to keep recommending it until everybody else falls in love with it.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I think when we went, there
part
was
of my secret plan actually to free up other restaurants by getting everybody to go there.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But I mean, when we went there, there was, maybe three tables? There was like nobody in there.
Well, I mean, because there was nobody at Disney back
then,
you know.
Yeah.
We were still getting two bedrooms every time we booked a studio. And
I know.
Actually, I think that one we had a one bedroom, but still.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's some things that have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Things that haven't changed. Still can't get on a tram leaving TTC to go to Magic Kingdom. Or not TTC, but leaving your car to get into the Magic Kingdom.
I know,
or,
you still gotta find another way.
Yeah. Still can't get on a tram at Epcot.
Nope.
Just saying. One day they'll be back.
One day. I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
For $9.99. Each day of your pass, you'll be able to get on a tram.
Oh, you're funny.
And you have to pay for it for the duration of your pass.
Anyway. All right. Well, that was our Friday.
That was our Friday.
Right. And yeah. Then Saturday.
Now, we did a couple other things that have changed. We went to World of Disney.
We did. And they had that crazy line
outside that was forever.
I know. And they had it winding around back behind Basin or whatever it is. And
yeah, behind the co-op. Well, maybe not that far, but behind all those buildings there, kind of along the edge of the parking lot.
It was insane.
We had been to World of Disney a few times because every time we went, it was the entrance was a different place.
Yes.
We probably waited in line close to a half hour just to get into World of Disney.
Right.
That has not been the case for several months now.
No. And they've started opening up other doors now, too.
Right. Yeah, so, it's not one in, one out anymore.
Yeah, because we were there, what, it was two weeks ago? Something like that. We went and they let us in.
About three or four, but.
Yeah. Wasn't right at the first door. It was the second door, like the main door they were letting us in.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
Yeah, they've got more entrances, more exits, but they're all by the cash registers.
Right.
So, so we did World of Disney and we did the Lego store. The Lego store also had a line.
But it moved very quickly though, didn't it?
It did because it has a big line because everybody's a family of four or five.
And, right.
You know, they'd let big groups in and, right. I mean, not big groups. They'd let three groups in, but it was three families. So it was 15 people and.
Right.
Yeah. You know, then when you did your shopping and bought something, there were more people coming in.
Right.
So, yeah, we did those two things. That's kind of all we did. We actually sat at the table for a long time for dinner.
Yeah, we just sat there and just hung.
Yeah, we were there over an hour and a half, almost closer to 2 hours for dinner, just hanging out, and they didn't seem to care.
No.
I mean, we did keep ordering drinks, but...
Yeah.
Because we didn't all have to drive home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the Friday. Saturday... We went to breakfast at Grand Floridian, as we said.
Yes.
Then we went to Epcot.
Yes.
So, some more things. I haven't seen a line to get into Mexico in a while.
Correct.
Back then, there were lines out the building, and it was quite a wait to get into Mexico.
Yes, it was.
I have not seen that. In a while. I don't know if it's because their attendance has been a little down or because...
They're letting more people in.
I'm sure it's a combination.
Right.
Definitely they're letting more people in.
Yes, definitely.
We did ride Three Caballeros with a wait for that. Unlucky because when we got off the ride, there were zero people in line. We could have stayed on it.
Yeah.
And again, we had gotten in line while they were cleaning.
Right.
So... added 20 minutes to the trip through the line.
Right.
Thing that has not changed.
Is that queue is still, they still have the border, the partitions up, and it is tight walking through there.
Yeah, I know that, I mean, obviously it's a tight queue anyway because it's old. And the plexiglass dividers are on the existing queue rails, but it's way, way tighter when those queue... When those dividers go over your head.
Yes.
Than a bar at waist high.
It's almost claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's not really fun walking through, especially if it's crowded.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, they were getting rid of those, but they just stopped getting rid of those.
And I still laugh every time they have the big stickers on it saying do not touch, and everybody goes up and touches the do not touch.
And just because, I mean... Everybody's doing it for the same reason. Probably 10% of the people are doing it on accident.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, touch.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's something that has changed, hasn't changed.
Right.
You're not 6 feet apart in that line anymore.
Oh, no.
You are filling in all available space.
Yes. Go to the dead center of the room, that type of thing. Yep.
Yeah, on all those rides.
Yep.
There is no social distancing. There are no seats between the party next to you in the shows and
right.
In the rides.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to do... We were going to try to do Living with the Land and Soarin', because when you looked on the app, 20 minutes for Living with the Land, 30 minutes for Soarin'.
That's not terrible.
But there was like a 35-minute wait outside the building to yeah. even get in to then get into the queue line for
yeah.
the rides.
It was actually almost backed up to Nemo.
Yeah, it was a long line yeah. down the hill.
Yeah, just to get into the building, the land building, and
right.
then waiting. I'm like,
so
yeah, we're
not
doing
not
that.
Do that.
No.
I have not seen a line there in 6 months.
No. Not at all.
You know, easily 6 months.
Yeah.
But back last year when everything was spaced out and
mm-hmm.
limited and...
Yeah, there was lines yeah, to get into everywhere.
Lines to get in all the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something else that hasn't changed. We tried to get on Figment and it was down. Actually, you know what? I don't remember the last time that we tried to get on Figment and it was down.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah. So, things are changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we said, temperature checks are gone. Masks okay. outside are gone. Social distancing is
gone.
Out the window.
Beyond gone.
Yeah. Markers are gone. They're seating you next to people
mm-hmm.
that you don't know.
Right.
You know. When we went, even in January, we had to break up our party of six into two threes
right.
or a four and a two.
Yeah. They wouldn't let
sit in shows.
a party of six be together.
Yeah, sit together.
Right.
So that is something that has definitely changed.
Right.
But if you notice,
hmm.
wait times are about the same as they were because of that.
Yes.
You know, there were times early this year that we were like, okay, it's 10 o'clock, we're leaving because everything's already an hour.
Right.
Know? I can remember specifically, we went to Magic Kingdom and we said, we'll stay until all the rides are an hour. And it was 10:30, maybe 11.
Mm-hmm.
And you started looking and every ride you wanted to do was an hour wait. And we're like, okay, back to the hotel. It's
yeah.
time to go.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
We did do that.
So... monorails are running again.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So both monorails are
yes.
running again. Skyliner.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting put in. It happened to us a few
yep.
weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Getting put into with people that you don't know.
Correct.
Still have to wear masks in the monorail, mask on buses, mask mm-hmm. on the Skyliner.
Correct.
So a little complaint. Not a big one. Rules are the rules. If it's only your party in the Skyliner.
Why?
That's
yeah. the part I didn't understand.
With the wind going through there?
Yeah. I didn't agree with that, but
yeah.
I will follow
the rules.
But that's the
rule, so that's
right.
what we do. If
right.
you want to go to Disney, you follow their rule.
Right. On boats, there was no.
On the boats, we did not. I do not know the ferry because I haven't been on the ferry in forever.
I know. I haven't either.
So I'm not sure what they're doing there, but I know that the boats, like, from Magic Kingdom to Poly and Grand Floridian, you do not have to wear a mask.
Correct.
And you should, I mean...
Yeah.
God, it's a 10-knot wind.
I know.
Sitting on that boat when it's moving, so...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, the one thing that has changed now is at Epcot, we saw the cavalcades. The cavalcades have now stopped.
Yeah, at Epcot, they have stopped.
Yes.
And some of them at Magic Kingdom have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So, but starting in November for the Christmas parties, they have a parade.
Yes, they do.
Fireworks are back.
I know.
Some of the shows, most of the shows
mm-hmm.
are really back. You know, Hoop-Dee-Doo obviously is not.
Right.
Finding Nemo is not.
Festival of the Lion King, or celebration of the Festival of the Lion King is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Frozen is
a lot of the shows
back.
Are mm-hmm. coming back slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that now that they've come to their agreements about vaccinations and all with the employees, that'll speed up some too.
Right.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but that's what I have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it as far as what we've
A lot of restaurants, a lot of hotels are open.
Yes.
That were not open a year ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot more still opening. So yes. It's moving in a better direction.
Yeah. It's still moving.
Yeah.
So,
but that's how things have changed in a year. But I mean, it's weird because things have changed, but then some things still haven't changed. And it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. In some cases, it's interesting what hasn't changed.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
You're also still not hearing out outbreaks at Disney, so that's good.
Yes, very good.
Yeah. So if that's it, I've got one more thing that's not related to that.
That's it?
Okay, just want to say thank you to Samantha Kuhn.
What did Samantha Kuhn do?
She knows.
Oh, she does?
She knows.
Oh, how cool is that?
So, yeah, she knows. Thank you, Samantha. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Samantha.
And with that, we are going to go ahead and wrap up this week's episode.
Okay.
So that's it. That's 53 in the books for the Mickey File podcast.
A year's in the book.
Woo-hoo. A whole year.
Whole year.
Done and gone. Please, if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at MickeyFilePodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram at Mickey File. On Facebook, we have the Mickey File Podcast Facebook group, our private group. We'd love to have you join in. So just go over there, click join. We'll get you approved real quick.
Okay.
Podcast is available pretty much everywhere, including directories that I haven't even picked. It just shows up.
Oh, it does? Cool. Yeah.
So, like, I found out we're on some directory in Spain and one in India. And
nice.
Yeah. So, very cool. But tell your friends about us. If you would like to, and you're so inclined, throw us a review on Apple so mm-hmm. it helps people find us. And I guess that's it.
Well, next Tuesday we'll be on.
Next Tuesday we will have our live feed.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the
6th? 7th? 7th?
I guess, the 7th?
Yes, the 7th.
Yeah. So Tuesday the 7th, we'll be talking about Polynesian Village Resort and the Polynesian Villas and Bungalows for mm-hmm. DVC.
Yep.
So join us on YouTube or Facebook Live for that.
Yes.
And this weekend, on the 4th, we are going to meet up with Dave and Tony Ann and Veronica and Mike and a whole bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a preview of Ratatouille.
I know.
What the heck is it called? Remy's Ratatouille.
Remy's Ratatouille. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm very excited about it, so cannot wait. I am,
because we'll get to do it without waiting in line for like 14 hours.
I know.
And I'll be covered for several months.
But then it's virtual queue on the 1st.
Right. So
it's workable.
Yeah, so we're not going to do it on the 1st, but we can do it on the 2nd.
Yes, hopefully. We'll do virtual queue on the 2nd.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then coming up in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to Disney.
Yes.
So we're going to be there in Magic Kingdom for the 50th anniversary.
On the 1st.
Celebration on the 1st.
Yes.
So if you're going to be there, let us know. We'd love to meet up with anybody that listens to our podcast or any mm-hmm. of our friends' podcast.
Yep.
So if you're a geek or a crusher or a Mickey File or a
monorail
Brit,
or a
monorail tail
mm-hmm.
Or a Brit. DVC. I don't know what we call Kevin's.
It's Brit.
A guider?
Yeah, a guide. Oh, that's a good one. A guider.
A guider. That's not even a word. But if you're one of those, let us know if you're going to be in the parks. We'll be Magic Kingdom on October 1st, Epcot on the 2nd,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. I think Magic Kingdom on the 3rd.
Yeah, I think we're kind of fluid on that one still.
Yeah. So that's going to do it. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you for the people who have stuck with us for a whole year and for all the new people that are just finding us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank all of you.
Yes.
And we will be back next week with another exciting episode. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.